Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This is Larry Kudlow. We're going to continue the show. We've got distinguished economist Tomas Phillipson. He's a former acting chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors during the Trump administration, and he is presently a professor of public policy at the University of Chicago. Tomas, welcome back. Good to hear from you.
Good to be with you, Larry.
All right, so you may or may not have read the Wall Street Journal editorial yesterday, The Economy That Might Have Been. Growth would be healthier if Biden had done nothing in 2021. Now, it's a funny story. It's an odd story because we had a good GDP number for the fourth quarter, 6.9%. And for the year, fourth over fourth was 5.5%. But the inflation rate continues to surge. And yesterday we got an update on the inflation with the Fed's favorite measure, the personal consumption deflator, which is up 7.1% for the past 3 months and 5.8% for the year. So call it 6%. And the CPI, of course, is running at 7. So, Tomas, why couldn't we have had strong growth with low inflation? That's my question.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very good question. I think we could have had it, certainly. I feel like, what the Biden administration is doing is essentially putting gasoline on a burning house and then claiming victory when it's raining outside and the fire is gone, essentially, the rain being the private sector. So, I mean, the inflation that we see, I think, is a completely policy-induced. This is policy-induced through a triple threat, is usually my argument. One is the demand side has been stimulated. It was the first recession ever where disposable income rose in a recession. That's never happened before because of all this excessive fiscal policy. The second, that certainly drives up prices. The second component, obviously, is the Fed accommodating it with a huge growth in money supply. But the third one is the supply cuts, naturally, and not only energy, but also that the main competitor, really, for most small businesses was, in terms of retaining the labor, was not other businesses, but the main competitor was the government. Essentially, and you see that in the employment cost numbers that have been coming out in the last few months. The last one was yesterday, where you have to compete with what was essentially a $7 to $15 an hour increase in wages for sitting home, and that's why all the small guys have to compete to get their low skilled labor in to compete with that wage that the government handed out in 2021.
Tom Phillipson, we're still paying people not to work. And it just seems to me this is a very big problem. Now, maybe we're beating it back, right? We're saving America and killing the bill. But, people like Senator Joe Manchin have said repeatedly that these welfare programs and entitlement programs do not have work requirements. There's no workfare. So although the unemployment benefits have eased back down, all these other entitlements are popping up. First of all, they're still on the books. Second of all, Democrats want to make it permanent without workfare. I mean, to me, that's a big issue right there.
Yeah, and you see that translate into inflation, right? Because the companies have to compete with these benefits, therefore have to raise wages, which gets pushed on into prices, obviously. About 70% of costs of companies are labor costs. So you've seen that in every sector, essentially, where you have to get workers at higher wages because of these government benefits. But it's also hurting the policies that the administration is claiming victory on. I don't know if you saw on this, they've been shouting a lot about that they cut child poverty in half, and that's one of their main successes. But that's essentially through the child tax credit, which raised nominal incomes of those families by about 7%. At the same time, inflation was hitting them with 77%. So that the claims coming out of the White House in that sphere in terms of child poverty has been completely erased by the inflation they created through their policy.
And there's no work requirements in that, is there? Child allowances?
No, no. It was extended without any work requirements as well. But it wasn't extended further into 2022.
Right, so far, but they're still fighting for that in the so-called Build Back Better. But didn't your analysis, or yours, or Casey Mulligan's, or somebody out in Chicago, said basically if they run through this $3,600, no work requirements, we're going to lose a lot of jobs. Like 1.5 million people will leave the workforce.
Yeah, that was Bruce Meyer, who's a well-known, recognized expert on these kind of programs at Chicago. And he's been fighting with he's been arguing differently than a bunch of sociologists who, in the beginning of 2021, created this claim that child poverty was cut in half. And that was a forecast that took place in 2021, but it never materialized. And then Biden ran with the message, even though it didn't materialize.
All right. We'll leave it there. Thomas Phillipson, sorry we're running short. Thanks very much for helping us out. We'll talk soon. I'm Larry Kudlow, folks. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. We will be right back after these messages.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.